This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right now, 7 at the hour, Doug Steffen, the Good Day program, here, there, and everywhere around the world. There are things happening around the corner. There are things that are happening. They may not, be as exciting or dramatic, and maybe we have a little less drama. We feel better about a little less drama instead of a little more drama. I find being cool, calm, and collected is kind of empowering, Jay. Jay Kirshner and Doug here on the Good Day program. Yeah. It's empowering. We often talk about empowering ourselves. I say there have been people who have worked for me. I've seen people who have been around that have been empowered and entitled. And there are things that happen to folks when... And enable is another word that goes with empower. It's enabling some parents do a good job giving their children what they need to grow up to be healthy and strong and smart. And others just don't trust their children because they don't trust themselves to be the people that they want to be. What's the old expression? Be all you can be?
Yeah.
Right?
In the army. Well, yeah, you want to give your children the tools to go off and do amazing things. You want to teach them how to do it for themselves.
Right.
Not just keep doing everything for them, moving every roadblock out of their way to make things easier. There's no growth in the easy.
No, it makes life difficult, as a matter of fact. You get older, especially when you don't have somebody anymore to lean on. I think that we need a little more inspiration, excuse me, a little more perspiration, and then we can move ahead. Okay, words of wisdom, hopefully, they'll help you out a little bit. Here's the story of some firefighters who saved a woman from a sewer. So listen, I'm chuckling only because it sounds like a bad scene from a bad movie. Right? The police saw this woman's hand sticking up through a manhole cover. And then the firefighters came in. They did rescue the woman. How did she get into the storm drain is a question, and I'm not sure it has been answered yet. Has it? She was in her 50s, went to the hospital, got checked out. She's okay. This is a strange reality.
Yeah.
She apparently was exploring the sewers. It's summertime. I think I'll go into the sewer where it's cool and see what's there. What are you, nuts?
Well, and when was it? I feel like it was sometime recently that a couple of boys, like preteens, were doing this, went into the sewer and kind of got stuck, got lost.
Kind of from the category of nuts in the news.
I would think that it would be very easily disorienting if you were down there. It's a maze. It's a labyrinth of sewers.
You don't know where you're going.
Yeah, you don't know what's going on.
Yeah. But she waved down these two bicycle officers who were out and about. She has five children.
Do as I say, not as I do.
Exactly. Yeah. And so, as you were saying, there are others who have tried this stunt, and you wonder... what kind of background they have.
I just immediately think of the horror film It with the clown that's in the sewer.
I know you would have that reference.
Yeah, and the red balloon.
You and your horror movies. Speaking of things that are horrible, might as well keep going down this thread for a little while. Those three officers that were found dead in the car at Camp Lejeune died of carbon monoxide poisoning. Remember, I think we talked about this when it first came out, wondering out loud whether that, in fact, was the case. So now we find that they have that they're dead and they died of carbon monoxide. So what was this? Well, what do we know about the three men?
Investigators so far have said it seems accidental. They have not found anything that shows that it's something else, including suicide. They do not believe it's any of that. That is just something accidental, possibly something with the car, the vehicle mishap.
Yeah. It does seem strange, though, doesn't it? It seems just strange.
It does.
All right.
It does.
From the dead zone, 40 people killed. Mediterranean wildfires, 9 countries across Europe as well. North Africa, lots of wildfires, high winds, dangerous heat waves, not only here in our country, but across the Mediterranean.
The world is on fire, literally.
Uh-huh. It's hot. Hot, hot, hot. So this is the highest death toll, according to what I've seen anyway, anything like this. For a long time. The last time there was a situation this bad was here in our country, out in central California, where those wildfires spread so quickly. There were, I think, was it 32 people who were killed? And that fire was caused by Pacific Electric, or whatever the name of the electric company is out there, not cleaning up around the base of the electrical system, the wiring, where all of the wires go. We all know we see these all over the country, and they do a terrible job. PG&E, that's it, Pacific Gas and Electric. So, anyway, there's a lot of this stuff going on, and people, okay, it's global. I better buy an electric car. That'll solve everything.
How long ago was it when Australia was on fire?
Last year.
Was it just last year? It feels like it was a couple of years ago.
Yeah,
I mean, it was just one
year.
Of those things of, like, I still think about a lot of the images that the photos that were taken and the two kangaroos who perished while holding each other.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah. Oy. A major search for a 14-year-old girl who disappeared from Phoenix 3 years ago came to an ending earlier this week. When the young woman, she was 14 then, she is 18 now, she showed up at a police station in Montana. Her name is Alicia Navarro. She went into this small town on the Montana-Canadian border, said she was the girl who vanished from Arizona September 15th, 2019. She seems to be safe, healthy, and happy. So then why did she turn herself in if she was, what was the point of that? She looks like a pretty sullen, the pictures that you see anyway. She looks pretty sullen to me. A lot of people thought she was a runaway. Well, I guess you could still have that conclusion, right? Did she explain why she just disappeared?
Yeah. Was she kidnapped? Was she a runaway? Did she get lured into a cult that she then escaped?
No, what I see is that she willfully left her home. And now they're looking into what the parents were all about. What was going on? Were they abusing her? She just went into the police station and said, "Here I am. Please take me off the missing juvenile list."
It's unclear. No, she was.
And the police said, "Well, she's not in any kind of trouble. Why would she be in trouble?" Isn't that the first thing you should all think of? Yeah.
Well, and I go back to, not that this is the same situation, but the guy who was reported missing and then turns out he hadn't been missing this whole time. He was still with his mom. His mom just filed all, like, the wrong stuff. And
Yeah.
Or not file the wrong stuff.
So
like,
here's what I would have...
So.
I'd been worried about her. You know, we've talked about all these bear attacks and bear cat attacks and... we had a raccoon attack this past week or two. So one wonders if she was just out there on her own, all alone, what she did for food, how she had shelter. It's just, I think those questions would be an interesting story. But the family's asking for privacy, so police are not talking
much
about
it. Well, I see where she issued the young woman issued an apology saying that she just wants to move on with her life. She is apologetic. Mm-hmm. She's sorry for what she put her mom through, and she understands the pain that she caused her family. Mm-hmm. Though it was not intentional to cause them pain, she is hopeful to have a relationship with them now.
Here's a couple of social media comments. There's somebody who says, what an unexpected blessing. Still a lot of unanswered questions, but as long as she's alive, healthy, and safe, hopefully the family can accept her as she is. Besides, she's a grown woman anyway. Now she's 18, right? She's of age. Yeah.
Of age and a grown woman, I don't think are
right.
the same.
Yeah, okay.
An 18-year-old is still.
Yeah, me too. I'm with you on that.
I mean, you can't even legally rent a car until you're the age of 25. What's the age that your brain
can
is
buy a gun, though, a lot earlier. Yeah, let's buy a gun and do that pretty easy. Go into the service at 18. All right. The aforementioned bear attacks. Here's the latest. Let's see. Asheville, North Carolina. A jogger there narrowly escaping an encounter with a mother bear. Bill Palace, his name, lived in Asheville for a long time. He was out for his morning run, turned a corner, saw a baby bear. Uh-oh. When you see a cub, there's a mom around, for sure. He turned around, and all of a sudden he sees the mama bear. Cub runs up the hill, the mother bear charges after him, and he begins to wave his hands and yell after the encounter where she raked her claws against his face and his arm. Oh, man. His arm went into her mouth. What do you suppose went through this guy's mind? She stands up on her back legs, and she says her head was the size of a basketball right there on top of my head.
Mm-hmm.
He swung his arm to protect himself. The bear bit his arm. He fell on his back and waited for the next move of the bear. She was more interested in the cub. So fortunately for him, after the attack,
he got away.
Yeah. Can you imagine how scary that is?
Yeah, I would think one of two thoughts would go through your head. Either, okay, this is how I die, or, all right, it's go time. Time to fight.
Wowie zowie. Man, just imagine that. 18 after here on Good Day.
Here's Laura Reynolds.
We know that car manufacturers create a lot of jobs and donate to our communities. But, you know, I never realized how much they pay in taxes that help us, too. So I asked GM Cheryl McCarron to explain.
Last year, we invested about $5.6 billion in capital type of things, improvements, manufacturing, investments in our facilities and things like that. So that's just what we did. But I mean, they gave us some really interesting little facts of supporting things and what it relates to. And I'm looking for one of them because they'll say that's equivalent of spending so our impact on tax revenues is this $21.5 billion. And that could fund approximately 93% of NASA's 2022 spending. I mean, that's pretty interesting. They gave us some really interesting comparisons to help us put it into perspective about how the impact that we make. So that's really kind of cool information.
With today's auto news, I'm Laura Reynolds.
Car buying sucks, but not with carpro.com. Let's listen in.
Okay, Rick, you ready?
Yeah, hey, how about we use the theme song from Friends? You know, I'll be.
Okay, I do.
How about Lean on Me? That's what friends are for? Fine, I'll just read this. Go to carpro.com to meet your carpro friend today. They'll prove to you that car buying doesn't have to suck.
Wait, can we say that?
Absolutely.
Carpro.com. You now have a friend in the car buying business, and it doesn't suck, and it's free.
CarPro.com.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.
Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas.
loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Oh, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code TRAVEL for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code TRAVEL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code TRAVEL for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
Hey y'all, my name is Tiara, and a little thing that I love about the Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is that it has the perfect amount of spice to jumpstart my day. Whoever thought of it, thank you so much.
Hi, my name is Robert, and a little thing I love about Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is the biscuit. It reminds me of my grandma's homemade biscuit. It's always buttery and savory. Then you add the spices, instant classic.
Order the spicy chicken biscuit on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real Chick-fil-A guests pay for their testimonials.
Three after the hour, Doug Steffens Good Day program. I'm here with Jay Kirshner. This is our social media segment. Each hour at this time, we tackle some of the people that are gaining attention. There's a video literally floating around of this guy under the ice. You saw this, right, Jay?
It is terrifying.
What in the world? And this is today. Like, where is he swimming? He's under the ice. It's got to be in the southern hemisphere someplace. So he's in. I didn't see in the video that he got out.
Oh,
did
yes,
you?
He did at the end. At the end. But it's just watching it, and it's like you can't help but feel secondhand anxiety over this and panic because
right. People
are knocking on the ice, trying to get him to go to this one area where they do have a hole, and they're waiting to rescue him.
Yeah.
But then eventually he gets to the rope, and he's able to follow the rope, even though he knows that that's a little bit of a farther swim. But he starts following the rope and is able to hurry up and get out of there. And just, oh my goodness!
Yeah. It's pretty amazing, terrifying, some of the comments that are being made by people who are seeing this for the first time. We were talking about the person who, you know, you see all of these stories, sometimes you wonder what to make of them. The girl who was missing for 4 years. Okay. So now where were the parents? One of the comments here was, I suspect that the mother's not interested in her, and I wouldn't think she would be interested in her family at this point. Why'd she stay away all this time, and why did she come out? That would be a question I'd like to get an answer to, frankly. All right, we still have that question floating around about what keeps you up at night. Is it noise? Is it thought? What is it that keeps you up? Larry says work. He works on that. Okay. Got that. Jeff says, I am 61. I have to pee. Yep. You asked. Yeah, I mean, we did ask. Kelly French says, me, of course. Or should I say you? My radio. She says, I need to get a new one because I miss you. Okay, Kelly. Donald Trapp says his cat keeps him up. His cat's name is Knight. Good. Jenny says going to the bathroom. Vivian says everything keeps me up. Wow.
Yeah.
There's a life that needs to be fixed.
I like Bonnie's saying that nothing. I make a note of things I have to do the next day, and then I give it to God, and I go to sleep.
Yeah. Good for her. Yep, that's the way to do it. Sometimes if I'm really busy in a day and I have a lot of things on my mind, it's hard for me to take a nap. I like to take a nap for 20 minutes or so after I'm done with the radio work. And sometimes I can and sometimes I can't. Depends on who's after me. The phone rings, you know, there's that stuff. Dawn Berger says her brains keep her up. Stacey Array says a good book. Yep. Debbie Shelby says my dog's trying to scooch me out of it. Yeah, we've had that experience. Bruce Tersage, I think that's how you pronounce that. How you pronounce his name? Terstage, maybe. He says that he's worrying about things. But all, Bruce, worrying is just a prayer for something that you don't want to have happen. I know it seems easy sometimes to shut it off, but there are all kinds of really great ways for you to shut your mind off. Things that are easy. Let's see here. Melody says nothing keeps herself up. She says, I stopped worrying about things that you have no control over. I can't change things, so I sleep well. Of course, I'm sure the weighted blanket and meditation help.
Oh, I love a weighted blanket.
I don't like them at all. I feel, ugh. Yvonne has neuropathy. Uh-oh. Let's see here. Sean says the Biden administration. Okay. We'll keep going after that. 28.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Hunter Biden has pleaded not guilty to federal tax charges after a judge rejected her proposed plea deal. Prosecutors and defense lawyers tried to put together a revised plan deal after a disagreement over the original. The original plea deal appeared to fall apart after the judge asked prosecutors if it provided immunity for any future charges related to Hunter Biden's business dealings. After the prosecutor said it did not, defense attorneys said there was no deal. Lawyers had reportedly agreed to a revised deal, but the judge says she was not ready to accept it. Both sides were asked by the judge to file briefs. Authorities in North Carolina say three Marines who were found dead in a vehicle at a gas station died from carbon monoxide poisoning. Autopsies were performed Wednesday after the bodies were discovered over the weekend in Hempstead, not too far from Camp Lejeune. Lance Pry, USA News.
Angi.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.
USA News Update. Hunter Biden has pleaded not guilty to federal tax charges after a judge rejected her proposed plea deal. Prosecutors and defense lawyers tried to put together a revised plan deal after a disagreement over the original. The original plea deal appeared to fall apart after the judge asked prosecutors if it provided immunity for any future charges related to Hunter Biden's business dealings. After the prosecutor said it did not, defense attorneys said there was no deal. Lawyers had reportedly agreed to a revised deal, but the judge says she was not ready to accept it. Both sides were asked by the judge to file briefs. Authorities in North Carolina say three Marines who were found dead in a vehicle at a gas station died from carbon monoxide poisoning. Autopsies were performed Wednesday after the bodies were discovered over the weekend in Hempstead, not too far from Camp Lejeune. Lance Pry, USA News.
Okay, team, line's already around the block, and we're open in 10. Yesterday, we had 3-hour wait time.
Chef Pierre's stuff is a little under-seasoned.
It's just not boiling yet.
An experienced sous chef is the missing ingredient in his kitchen.
What do you mean, plate or a bowl? You work at La Pasta in La Cup.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 for your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy. I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, Dad, this is good. So I like it. But I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine what could relief from IBS-C mean for you. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Doug Steffen here to talk to you about All Natural Balance 7. So if you have heartburn, can't eat food you like, you're getting tired of feeling this way, you need Balance 7. It improves the acid-alkaline balance in your body. The right pH balance helps increase energy and memory, and it helps you unlock your immune system. It also allows better hydration, so the nourishment you take into your body gets to where it's supposed to go. And you can eat all the things that you heretofore hadn't been able to eat and enjoy. Now you can try it. Get $15 off your order, free shipping as well. Use the name Doug when you call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Use Doug. You will feel just fabulous. Get a free bottle of My Smooth Skin as well. So call to balance your body. Use Balance 7. Use the name Doug at 800-793-9039.
Good day,
dear.
It's
gonna be a good day.
It has been a good day.
Hello?
Hello?
Add us to your contact list. Save this number, 855-999-3684. That's 855-999-DOUG. Anytime, you can be part of the conversation. So call 855-999-DOUG.
Call now.
About 34 at the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Jay Kirshner here to wind our way through a lot of things that are going on. The more things you do, the more things we talk about, doesn't it make it more interesting? Or, as some people would say, well, you should just focus on one thing. What's the topic? I love the radio people. Oh, what's your topic? My topic is you. My topic is life.
Whatever I feel like in the moment. Don't tell me how to live.
Thank you. Thank you, Jay. Jay's always taking up. Thank you very much. It's the old expression. What's the expression? You can please some of the people all of the time and all of the people some of the time, but you can't please all the people all the time. And if you're not pleasing yourself, then what's the point? You got to please yourself, right?
Yeah.
The one person you need to please is you.
You are your own constant. You
do
think
a
about
good
it.
Job
through
with
the
that.
Entirety of your life, no yep. matter at what stage, what age, you are the only constant in your life who is always there no matter what.
Yes, ma'am. All right, lots of conversation about travel. This time of year, people are going here, there, and everywhere. That's kind of fun that we have this opportunity to give you a couple of days. Matter of fact, I'm talking about 2 days. Some people are getting 3 nights free in Las Vegas. And here to witness that is somebody who gave us a buzz at 855-999-DOUG, someone who appears to think this was a pretty good thing.
Hi, this is John Hart, H-A-R-T, in Vero Beach, Florida. I listen to your show every morning, and I called in on that line to see if I can get lucky and get a couple-day stay in Las Vegas. And sure enough, I got through. And the fellow told me that I've won a 3-day stay in Vegas. So, oh, my God, this is fantastic. I never win anything. So from now on, I'm going to call you Uncle Doug. Uncle Doug Stephan. You're sure like an uncle to me now, I'll tell you that. You cheered me up. I'm 100% service-connected disabled veteran. And boy, did I ever need a cheering up at this time. God bless you, Doug, and I love your show.
That's you, sweet sir.
Oh, God bless
you. Good luck
man.
To you.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that's a good story. It is a good story. I didn't know there were up to 3 nights. I thought it was 2. Anyway, whether you want 2 or 3, whatever the deal, 800-419-3684 to take advantage of what this gentleman was just talking about. That's translated to 800-419-DOUG for that stay. Help yourself. So here we are finding ourselves just kind of locked in to heat, humidity. Seems to be one of the big discussions of this time of year. And it seems the last 4 or 5 years it's been one of the big items of discussion. How do we cool down? And so you think about youngsters going back to school. In fact, my daughter and her husband and my grandson are here. They're traveling for a couple of days this week. As a matter of fact, they're in New York, and they're coming back tomorrow. And so they love coming. My daughter just loves coming home, and it's so neat to kind of see that, feel it. And her husband was talking about that, how much she changes when she comes home, which is neat. But going back to them, when they go back to California, the next day, Miles goes back to school. And the idea of children going to school, when Miles first started his educational career, it was during COVID. And the whatever took place was on a Zoom call. So then, you know, he did go back to school. They wore masks for a little while. I remember all of us having to show proof of COVID-19 vaccinations. There was a lot of trauma caused by remote learning.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of that still sticks. There's a painful reminder with that. And this is, I think, from my perspective, this was one of the biggest policy blunders of the entire pandemic.
Well, and nobody followed the same rules. Did you notice that? Like, in the state of Tennessee, nobody had to really do anything. Nothing shut down except for Davidson County, where Nashville is, and Shelby County, where Memphis is. And everywhere else was just kind of like continuing on with their own lives. You had to wear a mask in places, but most people didn't. Nobody was really forcing you to. You didn't have to show. I never had to show a card anywhere. And you have, but they're also transient, and a lot of people don't live in Davidson County, but work in Davidson County. They don't live in Shelby County, but they work in Shelby County. So you had just this hodgepodge of rules that nobody followed the same thing, even just half a mile apart.
Well, I think there are some things here that deserve some more. And as a matter of fact, in Congress this week, there are some hearings going on. And the one that I'm sort of focused on now is called Generational Learning, How Pandemic School Closures Hurt Students, Laid Bare the Lingering Bitterness. There's a lot of bitterness. I was completely against closing schools. I was completely against shutting things down the way that we did. We were forced into it. We were cowed into it all over this country. If you didn't go along, then you didn't get along. And if you had a different point of view, you were shouted down. Your children couldn't go to school. The or you had to lie about some religious, you had a religious objection to it. Why? This is a free country. You don't want to get your vaccine, you shouldn't have to get a vaccine. People
and
say, well,
if you want to get it, you shouldn't be shamed for wanting to get it. It was
exactly.
Just hatred on
awful.
Both sides of the aisle, yes.
I remember speaking about my daughter and my grandson. They were here in January, and we took a train ride into Boston, and Miles had his mask on. So I posted on my Facebook page the picture of us riding on the train, and some guy wails away at me, "What's up with a mask?" And I said back, I sent a note back to him, "Mind your own business, sir. Because it's none of your business whether I want to wear a mask or somebody around me wants to wear a mask. What? And why would you care? It's not any of your concern."
Yeah.
What do you care?
And if you take notice, people, like, look outside yourself, pay attention to what's going on around you. Prior to the whole COVID situation, some people wore masks when they traveled. I have a friend who would always fly with a mask because she... her job is her voice, and she gets very sick very easily. So, and especially the air pressure changes and everything. It's enough to give her a little bit of a laryngitis situation, so she travels with a mask. And when COVID, I think it was in January, before everything shut down, but we did know about it to an extent, people would give her such a hard time when she was flying, and she's telling them, she's like, "I've always flown with a mask.
Mind your own business."
Yeah, exactly. I fly with a mask now, but that's just because people smell. Like, full on, Doug, you fly all the time.
Yeah, I don't like sitting in the back. That's one of the reasons
and
I don't.
And it's not
people
just...
People in B.O. Ugh.
Well, it's not, and it's not only just them.
Take
that
a shower.
Smell. It's either that smell of people who wear the same jeans over and over without washing them a few too many times, or they bring on a sandwich that has onions on it. It's just one of those things that mask acts as a barrier, and I'm a big fan.
Representative Aaron Bean of Florida sharing the hearing on what happened during the pandemic. The conclusion of the committee was that the pandemic learning loss was so staggering that in some cases all of the progress made in school since the 1990s has been completely reversed. Learning loss recorded across all grade levels, all subject matters. So the remote learning was a joke. It didn't work. And you think, especially of the ages here, the younger children, especially poor children, children of color, didn't have internet access. Rural America didn't have internet access appropriately. And then there were parents who had essential jobs. They couldn't help their children. They had to go to work.
Mm-hmm. Or do the work from home thing. And a lot of times they had to be on phones or on their own meetings. But not everybody, not every child is able to learn in that kind of environment.
Exactly.
There's a reason why homeschool is an option, and a lot of children thrive being homeschooled. And there are a lot of children who do not thrive in that environment, and they actually need to go somewhere. But look at adults. A lot of people found out that they thrive in a work-from-home environment rather than going to the office, and a lot of other people realize that they can never do a work-from-home job because they just don't have, they can't do that. They have to go into an office building.
One of the people there testifying from the American Enterprise Institute said, quote, "The pandemic caused the largest negative shock to student learning the country has ever seen." And this is from a guy who's touted as an education expert. "The pandemic widened the achievement gap between white and Asian students on one hand and students of color on the other." I could see that. Completely. This was, I don't want to say a joke, because it wasn't a joke, but it was a horrible experience that hopefully we're smart enough not to repeat again. The only question is, why did we fall for it in the first place?
What made
you think that you had to do what was suggested by the government and some media?
Yeah, exactly. Just the fact of the unknown and what is it? The blind faith and authority. That I would like to see if there's been any studies done on how many children lost out on scholarships and young students lost out on scholarships because they weren't able to do a lot of the extracurricular activities that could get them a scholarship and therefore weren't able to go to college.
You know, what I find interesting here, the people who moved around during the pandemic because of COVID restrictions, some states, as you pointed out, were easier to live in than others. But you look at the money that's been spent, $130 billion was handed out to schools in the relief package. They were supposed to use it to reopen safely and implement tutoring programs, but the problem is so widespread that money didn't really do anything. So this is, again, something hopefully we think about if, you know, you've got all these people around right now. We're going to have three bad flu bugs this year. You better look out. Go get a shot, you know. Are we going to have to, you know, there's always this stooge in the media, news media, saying, we're going to have to shut things down again, close the country down. Yeah, right. Okay.
Absolutely not. I think people really will riot across the nation if they try that again.
Dr. Ken's coming up with questions. You can listen to Dr. Ken this week, Good Day Health program, on most of the same stations that carry this program, to learn about the 8 habits that you take up by the time you're 40 if you want to live to be 80. Right? There was a study done of 700,000 people, found men who adopted all 8 by the age of 40 lived to at least 84. So you'll want to listen to Dr. Ken for that. Also on Dr. Ken's Good Day Health program this week, there's a focus on probiotics and how if you use the right ones, it helps your cognitive abilities. You got to make sure your gut's in good shape. That's all with Dr. Ken this week on Good Day Health. When you go to toploss.com, the website for Calitrin, you may end up connecting with the lovely and talented Elizabeth Miller. People ask me, what are the ingredients of Calitrin?
Well, it's got just really 3 primary ingredients. So the number one ingredient is collagen protein, and that works to rebuild lean muscle tissue, repair joints, and it revs up your metabolism naturally. The second ingredient is digestive enzymes that make sure that your body absorbs all of the collagen protein. The third ingredient is a small amount of aloe vera, and that is just a healing property to add to the Calitrin because, you know, a lot of our customers do have joint pain and old injuries. Yep. The combination of those 3 are just so great for your overall health and well-being. And then, of course, proven for the weight loss.
All right, let's talk about the deal. What can we expect?
Well, right now, we've got a Christmas in July sale, so we've got discounts on every single month of Calitrin, plus we've got our unlimited buy 3, get 3 free.
Check it out at toploss.com. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller.
By a heart valve problem. Eliquis, the Apixaban tablets, reduces stroke risk. It's the number one cardiologist prescribed blood thinner.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without talking to your doctor, as this may increase your risk of stroke. Eliquis can cause serious and in rare cases fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or have antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or unusual bruising, or if you have tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness.
weakness. It may increase your bleeding risk if you take medicines such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means... Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait. Unlimited first-year cash back match. Only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
Yo, Viv, this one still needs to be back.
The service at Chuck's Car Detailing business is spotless. But new word-of-mouth recommendations leave him short of hands.
They don't have an appointment? Just get him in line behind the pickup truck. I'll stay for another couple hours and get it done tonight.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates, and you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the Shades of Summer sale, July 28th through August 7th, and get 35% off paints and stains with prices starting at $28.92. That means 35% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And, of course, get 35% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Past the hour now. It's Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here from Lake Cardiology to answer your questions. Yep, questions for Dr. Ken. If you have personal questions for Ken, you can call his office and find a time to talk to him. His number is 352-735-1400. 352-735-1400. All right, let's talk about vitamin D. There's always a lot of information. It almost always seems to be positive, Ken, including now something new that seems to be directed toward people who have psoriasis. Is psoriasis more of a problem these days, or do we just know more about it? I seem to come across people all the time that have this, or maybe I'm watching too many commercials on TV.
Probably a little of all of the above, including you watching too many commercials, but it is... There's an awareness about it. So what is psoriasis? This is a skin issue. The skin cells build up and form these dry, itchy, sometimes painful patches. It's no fun. It doesn't look good. But there's some hope here. There have been some really breakthrough medications. But out of the American Society for Nutrition, we learned that people who have psoriasis, they may want to get their vitamin D, as in David, levels checked, Doug. The new research suggests that blood levels of the so-called sunshine vitamin may affect the severity of their condition. So get that vitamin D level checked. Talk to your doctors about getting the level up to a good therapeutic level.
All right. Next up on the overview, the questions about dementia that come up. We've talked about that on the Good Day Health program a lot. Because it is a big problem, especially as you're getting older. So understandably, the concern comes from the stats where there are so many emergency room visits every year. So what would happen to someone that was brought into an emergency room who had dementia? Would it be related to whatever the episode was that's being addressed by going to the emergency room?
Well, all of the above. There's so many different scenarios how we get to this report this week in the Journal of the American Medical Association, JAMA Neurology, that there's actually 1.4 million emergency room visits a year due to dementia. So it's Alzheimer's disease and other dementia-related illnesses. They cause, again, an estimated 1.4 million trips to the emergency room every year. You can just imagine all of the confusion issues that can result from dementia. So it's just important to make sure that those who have dementia are well supervised and thoughtfully living their lives so they don't end up in the emergency room. Just a warning, they're at high risk of going to the ER.
Okay. All right. Here's a study about probiotics and how it enhances your cognitive abilities. So this is interesting because of the, I suppose, the gut, the whole business on the central focus on your gut and all health begins in the gut, et cetera, et cetera. So if you're taking probiotics, apparently it is good for your brain, especially as you're getting older. I know we've gotten into these, this, that, and the other thing. I just wonder, we haven't talked specifically about probiotics. Do you take probiotics?
Well, do you count yogurt? I eat plenty of yogurt every day.
Yeah.
And I think the more we learn about this biome that exists in the gut, that there's just billions of organisms in the gut, keeping that healthy is so important for issues, illnesses from head to toe. And you're pointing out how important the biome in the gut is for keeping your head functioning well. So the way I do it is I just eat low-fat, non-fat yogurt. I have a serving every day.
That's good. I do, too. I try to. I like Trader Joe's. Not an ad for Trader Joe's, but listen. Here's something I found interesting just as a comment. This couple went to the clinic at the University of Alabama because the baby, when they got checked out by the doctor, it looked like the baby was outside the uterus, and apparently this baby was born outside the uterus. They had a uterus transplant to fix the problem. Wow. This is kind of amazing, it would seem. Yeah?
Yeah, I think that this is maybe a unique, a very rare, fortunately, phenomena that you've come across. And this is not something most of us will ever experience, fortunately.
No, right, exactly. All right, there's Dr. Ken and Dr. Doug. Ken's got a license, I don't. Here we are on Good Day Health at 59 past the hour.